Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world. This is the Digital Supply Chain Podcast, the number one podcast focusing on the digitization of supply chain. And I'm your host, Global Vice President at SAP, Tom Raftery. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Digital Supply Chain Podcast. My name is Tom Raftery with SAP. And with me on the show today, I have my special guest, me. Today is Monday, May the 3rd. It is a bank holiday in most of Europe because the 1st of May in Europe is recognized as Labor Day. What's called in America Labor Day, which happens in September, happens May the 1st in Europe. And because May the 1st was a Saturday, May the 3rd, today, Monday, becomes a bank holiday in most of Europe. So no guest on the show today. I'm afraid you're just stuck with me. I will keep it short because it's a bank holiday for most people, so you don't want to be listening to me droning on for ages. I just wanted to mention that I'll be giving the opening keynote on day two of the ASUG Best Practices SAP Supply Chain on May the 12th. Now, ASUG, if you're not familiar, is the America SAP User Group. So it's a large association of customers of SAP solutions. And so they're holding their, normally their ASUG best practices is an on-prem event. And as we know, these things have changed over the last 12 months. A lot of these are now virtual, as is the ASUG SAP for supply chain. That is a virtual event happening May the 11th and May the 12th. If you want to register for it, I've set up a short link for you. You can just go to tomraftery.com/ASUG. That's A-S-U-G, tomraftery.com/ASUG. You can get the agenda there. You can get all the details and you can register if you're interested. The keynote I will be giving will be on the 12th, Wednesday the 12th. It'll be at 10 a.m. Central, which is 5 p.m. CET. The talk I will be giving will be, as I said, the keynote, the opening keynote on the 12th. It'll be the intersection of sustainability and new business models in supply chain. So I'll be talking very much about sustainability, which is a topic near and dear to my heart, and also new business models and how they're impacting supply chain. The biggest kind of business model shift that we're seeing in supply chain is the shift to product as a service. And I'll be talking a lot about that and a lot of examples of it as well, and how that is impacting and how that is also adding to sustainability. For people who might be unaware, this is one of two podcasts I run. So this Digital Supply Chain podcast goes out every Monday and Friday. And then every Wednesday, I publish a podcast on my Climate 21 podcast. If you're unfamiliar with the Climate 21 podcast, I'll put a link in the show notes. You can just simply, in your podcast application of choice, search Climate 21, or in a browser, a web browser, search Climate 21 podcast and it'll come up straight away. And last Wednesday, I mentioned this because last Wednesday on the Climate 21 podcast, my guest was a guy called Bill McDonough. Now, if you're unfamiliar with Bill McDonough, he is an extremely highly thought of, renowned architect and designer. He's kind of a leading architect in the world of sustainability. A number of years ago, back in, I think it was around 2007, 2008, he co-authored a book called Cradle to Cradle. And that is very much kind of the Bible for the circular economy. So I had him as a guest last week on the Climate 21 podcast, and we were talking about how design can be used to reduce emissions. And one of the points he made is a point I've made here on this podcast several times, and it's that the shift to product as a service is a big shift also towards sustainability. And the reason for that, the reason I propound and have said several times in this podcast, and the reason he also said, is that when you are manufacturing something to sell it and get rid of it, then there's a temptation there to, you know, build in a bit of obsolescence so that you can sell versions 2 and 3 and 4 down the line. Whereas when you're manufacturing something to sell the outcome of it, not it itself, the product as a service one, then the device you manufacture, you want it to have the longest life possible. You do not want to build in obsolescence. You do not want to be sending engineers to site because it's breaking down. You do not want it to stop working, because if it's a product as a service, you are paid as long as it's used. If it's out of use for any reason, because it's not working, for example, then your revenue stream stops. So, as a manufacturer, the shift to product as a service means that you get renewable income guaranteed coming in every month, and that's fantastic. It also means that the devices that you manufacture are going to be far longer life, far more sustainable. And you should be designing them with end of life and reuse in mind, so that you're minimizing the inputs for the next version that you create, that you can take back the ones from the field which have come to the end of their useful life, then take the parts apart and reuse them for the next version that goes out for the next useful period of its life. So that's it. That's pretty much what I'll be saying. I'll be saying a lot more, and I'll have a lot more examples, but I just wanted to, you know, mention that. There's a lot of other speakers there. It's not just myself. There's some great speakers from Continental, from Bayer. Justin Goldstone is there. Justin was on this podcast last year sometime. I want to think now. It's several months ago. He's a professor in Penn State University. You know, lots of other great speakers there. So, as I said, if you want to check out the agenda, if you want to find out who's speaking, if you want to register to attend, it is a virtual event. Go to tomraftery.com/ASUG. Okay, that's it for today. There'll be another full episode on next Friday, and we'll have the Friday's episode will be themed around Industry 4.0. It's the start of a new Industry 4.0 for Fridays that will be running out roughly every Friday. It could be every second Friday. We'll see if we can line up enough guests. But anyway, episode 1 of the Industry 4.0 for Fridays is coming this coming Friday. Okay, bye for now. Okay, we've come to the end of the show. Thanks everyone for listening. If you'd like to know more about digital supply chains, head on over to sap.com/digital supply chain, or simply drop me an email to tom.raftery@sap.com. If you like the show, please don't forget to subscribe to it in your podcast application of choice to get new episodes as soon as they're published. Also, please don't forget to rate and review the podcast. It really does help new people to find the show. Thanks. Catch you all next time.